Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kathleno. 5 awardees have been honored with the Governor's Award for Arts, Music and Literature for their outstanding contributions to the creative fields. The awards were presented by Governor Nankishore Yadav during the at-home reception held on the occasion of the 80th Independence Day at Lok Bhavan, Kohima, last evening. Aku Zileng and Bendang Waling were honored in the field of arts, while Divine Connection, Imkong Lengba and Joy Watch received the award for music. Congratulating the awardees, Mr. Yadav said their achievement represents years of dedication, creativity, discipline and perseverance and reflect the rich cultural spirit of Nagaland. He described artists, musicians and writers as custodians of memory and interpreters of collective identity.
Ensure that Modernization does not deal in culture and ministry. Our youth to be able to embrace the best of the modern world while remaining firmly connected to their roots. In this context, artists, musicians, writers have an especially important responsibility. You can make tradition relevant to the younger generation. You can demonstrate that our cultural heritage is not something confined to museums or ceremonial occasions. It is a living tradition capable of inspiring contemporary creativity.
Governor Yadav also called for greater collaboration among educational institutions, cultural organizations, artists, writers, musicians, and community groups to give young people more opportunities to engage with literature, music, visual arts, and indigenous traditions. He stressed the need to make greater use of digital technology, including digital archives, online platforms, recordings and translations, to take Nagaland's creative traditions to audiences across India and the world, while also protecting indigenous languages and traditional knowledge. The governor said development should be inclusive of cultures, languages and creative traditions for a Viksit Bharat, adding that Nagaland's cultural heritage can serve as a bridge between the state and the rest of the country. With the latest honours, a total of 103 individuals from arts, music and literature have now received the governor's award since its inception in 2003. Each recipient received a certificate, plaque, shawl and a cash prize of 5 lakh rupees. Lok Sabha MP from Nagaland, S. Subung Marin Jamir, has been elected as a member of the Lok Sabha to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, Guwahati. Mr. Jamir was declared elected after the other candidate withdrew from the contest to the position. The election followed the resignation of former Lok Sabha MP Pradyut Bordoloi. Expressing gratitude to MPs, Jamir said he would work to strengthen AIIMS Guwahati and healthcare infrastructure across the northeast. He outlined priorities including accessible and affordable healthcare, quality medical education, advanced research and improved healthcare facilities. The Lok Sabha Secretariat communicated his election to the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare on 10 August. The State Department of Higher Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Starscapes Experiences Private Limited of Gurgaon to promote astronomy education and develop observatory infrastructure in Nagaland. Under the initiative, astronomy observatories will be developed as a pilot project at selected government higher education institutions. The collaboration aligns with the vision of NEP 2020 and the Indian Knowledge Systems Framework while promoting scientific curiosity and awareness among students and the wider community. The initiative is expected to expand opportunities for astronomy education, scientific learning and public engagement with science across Nagaland. 18-year-old Atongjungla Waling was crowned Miss Mokokchung 2026 at a grand finale held at Town Hall Mokokchung on August 14. Chubain Lapongan and Rashma Sahani were adjudged first and second runners-up respectively. 11 contestants competed for the title going through 3 rounds, traditional, cocktail and evening wear. And Futsal Day was observed in Nagaland yesterday with exhibition matches and activities aimed at promoting football and encouraging greater participation among young players. In Mokokchung, the District Football Association, MDFA, commemorated the day at Koridang Futsal Ground, Aulijan, Ungma, with an under-15 futsal match between teams from Ungma and Merap Kong Ward, followed by an exhibition match between MDFA and Mokokchung Press Club. MDFA won the exhibition match 7-4. Meanwhile, the Shamato District Football Association, SDFA, also observed Futsal Day with an exhibition match between SDFA 11 and Sungpur FC at the local futsal ground. Sungpur FC won the match. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.